Welcome back to Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. And let me tell you, what is it about this show where, you know, when we get a chance, the esteemed opportunity to talk to somebody in the space that's very high profile, in my opinion, obviously, with just when I go ahead and mention our guest today, I just got to say before this, the opportunities that we get here on Blunt Business for some of the guests we get on. I mean, I'm really amazed. Like, I'm still impressed that when we had Tommy Chong on a few months back to go and talk to him. Like, and but the thing is, I don't want to just have that same run of the mill interview that everybody else has on every other podcast. It's got to be different here. So that's what I'm going to do tonight, or this program today, with my next guest, who might be best known as the bassist for the Grammy Award winning hard rocking group System of a Down, who have sold over 40 million albums in their storied career. We have followed the story of our guests going back to 2018, when we actually had our guest who runs 22 Red. He is founder of 22 Red, Shavo Odadjian, here on the program. You actually started back then when you were just first starting the brand. And Shavo, thanks for following along with the story. We actually had it on Days and a Fuse last year. We come back once again, full circle. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me, bro. This is cool.
And you know what? I'll start off with this too. When it comes to music, when I think of System of a Down, I really think of the fact that it's one of the last groups of a great era of rock music that I don't know what happened. I know people can say that Woodstock 99 was a contributing factor and just the level of just where music was going. But, you know, some genres might get a little bit of a decline. I mean, even hip hop right now in the American can be considered a little bit of a decline. Now we're seeing, and I'll talk about that later on in the interview. But when I think of this, you know, if you didn't have 22 Red and the business you're working on right now, I mean, could you imagine where it was, you know, decades into your career, what you're doing with what you've been doing with System of a Down, where the legacy of what would have preceded you, that we don't have that right now. Something happened where that just broke off and rock went to underneath the mainstream.
Yeah, it did. We are one of the last bands that went mainstream being so heavy. But there's still bands out like Korn. They're coming back. I think there's a huge, huge comeback of rock right now. I've been listening to a lot of the younger bands, like bands like Horror and Knocked Loose. And I mean, these bands really, really do have this old era sound, but they're doing it with a new vibe. Like Horror has a very punk rock feel, like Dead Kennedys, Bad Brains feel, with Prodigy and industrial stuff mixed to it. Then you got Knocked Loose, that has like Slayer, Pantera, like all those cool moments, Sepultura moments, all in one. And so there's a lot of cool vibes happening right now. I think it's the, you know, you and eras never go full stream forever. It's always an up and a down, you know, and it's all good. You know, you just got to roll with it. It's hills and valleys, bro. We're in a valley going up a hill right now, you know, so it's okay, because a few years back, it was really horrible. I was like, what's going on? You know, I didn't like anything. I wouldn't even listen to music, new music anymore. I was listening to my old things, or I was listening to podcasts, or I was listening to like video stuff, talk radio. I was listening to books online. It's because music wasn't exciting me anymore. And then when I started North Kingsley, I started listening to bands again just to be inspired. Because, you know, writing it's like reading, you know, like when you write, if you're a writer, a book writer, or an article writer, you know, like the journalist, you have to read in order to be inspired to write good. And the same with music. If you're a songwriter, you need to listen to music. You need to have music in your ears all the time, so things can inspire you to write better songs and different songs, that's my case anyways.
I want to also make this point too. It's not as if the rock has completely been off the radar. Albums are still very much prominent, and people are buying by the truckloads, and the tours are nonstop. And
the tours are crazy. Yeah, the tours are sold out. All of them are. People want to see it. You know, this is how I know that rock is coming back. Guitar sales are up. Kids are buying guitars again. So if kids are buying guitars, that means kids want to be rock stars again. It's not an old passé where everyone wants to get a face tattoo and grab a mic with auto tune and say stupid words, which is what happened for a while. And just like hair metal, when everyone started doing it in the late 80s and it fell apart, and then Nirvana came out and killed it, right? And then a new era started. is what's happening to that mumble rap shit. You know, like there was good ones and then all of a sudden everyone copied. So everyone became the same. It became big slush, whatever you want to call it, big pile of mud of stuff, big puddle of mud. And pardon the pun. And because of that, they're falling now. I know that it's still up there, but I see the decline happening because when people are making fun of it, that means it's already getting to a level where it's losing that spark.
But there's also a lot of barriers in the space in America. I will just say this. There's some barriers within where that mainstream, that rock does not get allowed back into that mainstream like it was for so long because of the fact is, the traditional radio industry is flawed because of corporations, because of private equity. I could go for hours on that.
Yeah, of course, but you're right. That's why you have a lot to say, of course.
Now, the other thing too is I also have a podcast I do independent called the Broadcasters Podcast. I remember talking to one DJ that was running a station in Arizona. He was the morning DJ there, and I forget the name of the station, but it was Dave Pratt. And I just remember when I asked about at that time, because he had left rock radio to go into a different format, or he just actually just left the radio altogether. But he had done morning show for a rock station there, and I forget the name of it is, for 30 years.
Yeah.
But he said that rock music is because the people that were doing the instruments, the money was to be made in Nashville, in country, because rock was not as highly profitable as it once was. So the newer artists, they said, well, let's go to Nashville because they're all playing with instruments there.
Those are artists that follow money and trends. I mean, that's not too much to say about those artists. You know, if they're just doing whatever is popular at the moment, you're not supposed to do that. A good artist goes against the grain, swims against the current. And then if they believe in something, you know, for example, System. I mean, who would have thought in 97 that a band like us would be on K-Rock? K-Rock was still in 97 playing new wave stuff. They were playing like alternative rock. They were playing Blink 182. They were playing pop punk. They were playing stuff like that. And all of a sudden, one DJ had the balls to play our demo because he heard it somewhere and said, this is my catch of the day. It was Jed the Fish.
Oh, yeah.
And it was done after that, bro. It was just like he played it and people just said, what the hell is that? And we didn't conform. Not at all. We didn't change. We didn't do something that might be okay for the radio to play. The radio conformed. Yes. The radio switched up. So if you keep up what you're into, if you drive that nail in, you know, you got to just do it and do it good. And if you're good enough, you'll get seen and heard. People will see and hear you. They will. It's just in today's era, it's a different way of doing it. Today, we can go there.
New music discovery. And I've talked about this on my other program. Like I said, the other thing I've talked about over and over, and I've hit it over the head. So radio needs to become a vessel of new music discovery once again. TikTok has taken that over. And we already know that artists right now are upset because record labels are saying, no, you need to make a viral TikTok to get your album released or get a single pushed out. No, that's not the way it should be.
But that's the way it is.
Right.
It shouldn't. But that's your opinion. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that's an opinion. Because every era has its own thing. There was a time where being on MTV was the way it had to be.
Yes.
It had to be the way. If you were on MTV, you were selling millions of records. For example, when Chop Suey got hit on MTV, when we did that video, right?
Yeah.
We were selling 100,000 albums a week, maybe more, a week. And then it would not be aired. We'd have 10,000 albums sold. Then it would air five times. We'd sell 150,000 albums. I was watching SoundScan, bro. I was watching what's happening. Nowadays, it's streaming, right? So there's no more sound. I mean, there is SoundScan, but now it's all about the streams. So it's all about that TikTok right now. But you shouldn't be doing it for TikTok. That's the same as a band conforming to the radio or to conforming to MTV to become where they're going. No, we didn't do that, like I said. So you could still be a great artist and use TikTok to get your shit out. Because if that's the way, you have to find the way of the days. You can't say, well, it was like that before, so I'm going to do it that way. You're going to fall behind. So you have to find the tools of today to get your music out. As long as your music's good, though, no one is saying conform your music, change your music and become, that's selling out. That's the old term, sellout. That's what that is when you move accordingly with your style or your thing that you're doing. It's like an artist painting a picture because those kinds of pictures are selling right now. That's bullshit. It's what's in you. It's what you believe in. So anyways, I was thinking, yes, TikTok is a way but so's shows. You could still be doing local shows, but that's also where you come from. You know, there's like, there's like great bands out there that don't have LA. They don't have the Roxy, the Whiskey, the Dragonfly, all those places like we had to play, you know? So it's what's in your means. So think of the band or the artist that's playing in, that's from the Bible Belt somewhere where there's nothing happening over there. Right. And all they have is their little phone or their camera, and they have TikTok. That's what they have to use. And it's even easier now, because before, a radio station or MTV programmer had to find you. This is you, is all about you. And if you release enough stuff, someone will one day, will the right person will hear it and repost it. And all it takes is a good repost for your shit to go viral, meaning it's good enough to go viral. And I'm not talking about, you know, I'll talk about this too, because I'm upset at TikTok and I'm upset at Reels, Instagram Reels, because what they do is they're teaching people to be copycats, because they're saying, oh, if you follow this trend, you will get more views. Bullshit. That's like, it should be where if you're original and you're badass and no one can do what you're doing, you should get more views. You know what I mean? Not do this lip sync, this audio clip, or dance to this same song. And there's like a million, literally a million people dancing to that same song in the same moves, expecting to get views and to be noticed. It's crazy.
Right. Virality needs to be, needs to not be algorithm based. It needs to be organic based.
When with organic real and originality.
World. Right. Yeah.
Originality should cause virality, not copy, not imitation.
Right. No rewarding like karaoke. No rewarding for replicating. So every other person I see that's a great drummer or a guitarist, and they just want to go ahead and play some riff or groove off of some record from years ago. No, please make new content. For the love of God, please make something new. You're good.
Have people copy you. Have people copy you. Don't copy others. Yes. When you copy others, you become one of the bunch, one of many. You're a dime a dozen. No one will recognize you. No one will find you. No one, here's the best word, no one will appreciate you. You need to be appreciated to get to where you want to go, if you really want to go somewhere. That's the key, to be appreciated, to do someone a favor. You know what a favor is? To give them eargasms, to make them happy with your music, to make you them happy with your art. That's a gift you're giving to someone. You know how they say, start a company, you have to find a cure for something, and then they'll do it. But like, let's say you know what I mean? It's music's the same way. Music's the same way. Don't do what's already out there. Do it. And you know what? It doesn't, it just takes balls and persistence to do it, right? You know? And of course some talent, but it's just, it really takes, you just need to be persistent, consistent as well. I tell everyone that. I give kids advice all the time. I think consistency is the key to success. It really is. A little bit of passion and consistency and drive. Just keep going, you know? And especially today's era, there's so many ways to be discovered. It's in your fingertips. You can go live. You can go live and show your band rehearsing. You can do cool little things with your band to get recognized. Not copy other people's videos. That's not going to recognize you. And no one's going to get recognized by that. Only by being copycats. They're going to be like, okay, they did it well. Okay, so what? They did something that's already been done well?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I want to make a few other things, and we're going to talk about 22 Red after the break.
Go.
But I don't know. I didn't know I was going to go in this route, but I love this. I could talk for hours with you on this, Chavo. I wish we had the time, seriously. But I will say this one thing, you know, along with that advice you just said, I would also say to new artists, please beware of the record labels, because they're all buying the publishing rights of all these legacy artists. Because you know what they want to do? They want to make you interpolate all those records that they have and say, and they're going to encourage you, oh, you should take this track and reinterpolate it, you know? Yeah, so we can make money off of that. We'll get a cut of what you do. They're not all like Kate Bush, where she got all the songwriting rights, the production rights, the master rights, and now Running Up That Hill is a song. Once again, 37 years later, she's making all the money. It's all
I have life experience with that. So we were young kids and got taken advantage of early on. You know, of course it's taken time for us to gain anything back, but it was a uphill battle. It really was, because in the era that we got signed in, that shit wasn't happening the way it is now, where we'd be tenfolds. We'd have more money if it was today's world, you know, because, you know, we signed to a big label like Sony, you know, which it was good at the time for us. I mean, we used the machine. We used the machine to get to where we are, because at the time you needed the machine. You know, it was 94.
But there's a great appetite for rock music, alternative the way they're kind of putting it here. Guitar, you know, drum, bass driven, instrumental, you know, put somebody on stage, rock music. Let's get that back. Because, I mean, I look on Spotify, you guys have 12 million active listeners. Chop Suey, the song itself, has almost a billion streams to date.
It's 22 years old. It's 22 years old. It's crazy.
It's great. It still sounds great now.
Thank
you. It doesn't feel
Thank
old.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Well, that's timeless shit, you know, and I'm proud to be a part of that, bro. You know, I really am. I'm very grateful and very honored to be, but I'm also proud, bro. I'm proud. It's nothing that you can like look at and not credit. You know, it's really something special that happened. And you know, I look forward to creating more stuff. That's
I'm a fan, man. I really, it was like, and I was saying to myself, I want more of this again. Like, you know, listen, thank you, Travis Barker, for getting some of these younger artists to kind of do pop punk again, things like that. Okay, I appreciate that. But we want to, well, I want a groundswell. I want a reawakening back to the mainstream. But like you said, also don't do it because of just whatever label says to you, a proper crossover that all of a sudden this song has such a groundswell. Well, guess what? The pop station's going to have to play it. Everybody else has to play it and accept the fact it's back and here to stay.
It has to be. It has to be undeniable.
Yes. Agreed. So I'm here again with Shavo Odadjian right here, Grammy Award winner, founder of 22 Red. And we're going to talk about 22 Red because, you know, there's a whole lot going on today and the constant progress of this, of what's been done with 22 Red. And like I said, if you haven't had a chance to check it out, it was back in May 2018. We initially talked on Dr. Dina's Cannabis Confidential with Shavo, and we had him on last year during our Days and Infused series. So look for, just on the website, cannabisrea.com, do a search, look for those episodes. As to compliment with this episode right here, we're going to be back with more with Shavo after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Welcome back to Blunt Business. We're here with Shavo Odadjian of 22 Red, also best known Grammy Award winner from the group System of a Down. And there's just so much that we could go on that previous break, but we have to talk about 22 Red. So as we know, 22 Red features a line of premium cannabis and hemp-derived CBD products. You have strains like Church 22, Mimosa 22, Caramel Gelato, and 22 OG. You have vape cartridges that feature tanks filled with OG Kush, strawberry, banana, or watermelon. As I said, you were on Days and Infused back in March 2021, and at that time, you were announcing you had rolled out a new line of CBD tinctures made with pure CBD isolate and extracted from premium USA-grown hemp. Now you're making your way into the Arizona market. Congratulations with a new line of concentrates. So in all the last 3 years, plus you had the pandemic in between all of this. So talk to me about this level of growth that 22 Red's had in this short amount of time.
You actually named all of the items we started with 3-4 years ago, and that's great. We've moved past, we're not as CBD heavy anymore. We're okay. We sort of found our niche in the THC market, and we're doing it. We're premium THC products. And I mean, I've wanted to do concentrates from day one, but I knew it. See, I'm kind of running this like I ran System of a Down, where I don't want to grow fast, exponentially. It's not our style. And there's other brands that do that well, where they get a big loan and they go nuts and they become the biggest brand in the world. And then you never know, that can drop real fast and they could be in bankruptcy before you know it. I like slow and steady climb. It's been almost 4 years now, 4 years. And it's actually been 4 years. And it will be 4 years because we started in November. So it's almost on the verge of being 4 years.
Wow.
And we were started in 3 dispensaries in L.A., the Cookies, Dr. Green Thumb, and CCC. And now we're in 3 states, 4 years later. We're in Nevada, Arizona, and California. We have a wide array of strains now. We have like at least 20 in each state. We are hunting genetics now with some supreme people, and which I can't really talk about their names at the moment, but it's been my goal to always phenohunt and to create strains. That's one of my passions has always been. I don't only smoke ours. I always try to taste others and I try to see what's out there wherever I am. It's not just about what I'm doing. It's about what everyone's doing, because I think this is a big pool, a big melting pot. And there's room for all of us, you know. It's just, you have to have the right intention, bro. And my intention is to serve you, it used to be called patients, but I think the consumer, with superior products that are really cool and really good. And never, ever do I want to have a mid in my jar or my pre-roll, never have shake in my pre-roll. So we are also doing pre-roll packs coming soon with high quality, premium, A quality strains, our strain specific. Right. But only
I want to bring up a couple of things just to break that down a little bit on the concentrates itself.
Yes.
So first of all, the 22 red concentrates have packed 1 gram of freshly harvested flower that has been cryogenically frozen to preserve original cannabinoid and terpene content. Then it's extracted and transformed to produce live resin concentrates that are full spectrum, packed with natural flavor, and are additive, pesticide and solvent free. Now, I haven't seen a lot of products I've seen out there, especially even been featured on this program, that go for the freeze dried method. Talk to me about that.
Well, it's a method my chemist uses, and it's all him, so I really don't have so much to say about it. I'm not in that. That's not my forte, so I don't speak of it so much. But I think it's the best way of keeping the flavor as is, you know, keeping it natural without, you know, losing any anything really. He would be better to speak of that.
But I just thought it was just the idea that it was that route. I hadn't seen a whole lot of, but I totally understand where that works. And I mean, but in your own mindset, when you try it out yourself, I mean, you could tell the difference.
It made a difference to me. The flavor, it was a punch in the face. The terps stay terps. They stay strong. You don't lose anything. It's like knowing how to cure something well. You know, I'm better with the speaking of flower, because I've been doing that for a while, and I watch it and learn how the experts do it. Remember, I'm not an expert grower. I'm a connoisseur. But I rub elbows with the greats, and I watch, and I'm in there, so I see what it takes to have premium product.
Now let's actually break down the new set of the live resin concentrates. Let's go into that. First, you have Papago Punch, which is a batter. And as from exotic purple strains, you got modified grapes, grape milkshake, and purple apricot.
Hybrid and apricot's here. Amazing, by the way. That mix in there, it just changes everything. It's a game changer.
Right. And then you have Shred 22, and that's a 90-10 sativa dominant hybrid. Very effervescent and motivating. You got that going on. Then
sativa is the best for me. I think that Shred 22 kills it, because to me, I can't smoke all day. I can't smoke indicas all day. I won't be able to do what I do. Remember, I'm an entrepreneur. I work. I wake up early in the morning. I work out and I go. I'm not sitting at home watching TV. So I need something to keep me going. And that when that Shred 22 came around, I knew I had something I could smoke all day. Or when I'm playing music, especially playing music, I really get into it, man. The zone you get into with that is ridiculous. Any artist, that's why we're really good with the skaters in Arizona, because they smoke that and they go skating. They do not want to sit down. So it's wonderful. It's like drinking some espresso. It's great.
Wow. Now, the other thing is, the other ones are two sauces you have, and that's Portuguese Kush. So, and that's it gives a balance, but a slightly sativa leaning strain. And then it's also a super lift and a unique peppery palate. And then the Canine, which is a twist on the classic Maui Wowie. And that's a 50-50 hybrid.
Yeah, it has the Josh Dog in it. It's really, really tasty.
Now, what is it about these flavor profiles that made the cut to you? I mean, when you obviously are going to try this out.
Yeah, I try them all out and I make sure we have the best. The thing is I really wanted to drop it like I drop records nowadays. Instead of releasing 12 flavors, I wanted to release like an EP instead of an album. So we did the best four at the moment. So everyone could see which they gravitate to more. And I watch and see what the consumer is liking, so I could drop the next four, because it's continuous. We have a lot coming, So I've said no to so many flavors. I wouldn't even know. These flavors are all over the place. But these are ones that I was attracted to myself. They had the best of what I wanted to drop first. It was like the singles. Like I dropped my singles. And then we're going to drop the rest in the next few months. Just there's a lot coming. But these, I wanted to have a few hybrids, an indica and a sativa. So we did that for two hybrids, an indica and a sativa. And the flavors were just really strong and vibrant, and the effects were great. And I made sure it's clean and, like you said, pesticide free, solventless. It was great. Some of the solventless is coming soon, especially to Cali. We're going to do that too. But we're talking about these. So yeah.
So I want to ask this too now, because at the start of the break, you mentioned how that you'd always wanted to go to concentrates eventually. But what happens is that, you know, it's, I guess the timing just worked out just right, because MJ Biz actually reported back in 2020 that the live resin sales actually started growing by 40%. And just this last year, Cannabis Business Times said that live resin sales grew another 29% across California, Colorado, Michigan, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington. And that's doubling the growth of the concentrate market as a whole. Mm-hmm. So timing was everything. I mean, did you just feel like, you know, did you need to go and also hit the market before, you know, the groundswell hit so high?
I wanted to build my brand first before we drop more products. I'll be honest. That's what it was. I couldn't just drop seven products at once, all different SKUs, and say, go buy it. I wanted people to rely on 22 Red, knowing if they buy 22 Red, it's going to be the best. And then when the time was right, I thought, I said, bring them on. Let's see what we can do. Also, it's really rough. The business is rough with brands that do very whack. Like, when I want to say whack. They less quality and cheap it so and sell it so cheaply that it kind of undercuts the market for everyone else, because they, you know, most people don't have so much money, so they go and buy the one that's less expensive, even though it might be a little dirty or might not taste as well. So there's a lot of that happening. So it just had to be the right time where we had the right amount of finances and were able to do what we really wanted to do the right way. We're never going to do that. We're never going to drop anything that's not top quality, you know?
Right. So yeah. The website, by the way, for folks is 22red.com. Take a look at all there. That's also merchandise. Also, we're going to talk about, but I'm going to bring that up towards when we wrap things up. But I want to ask a little more music with you as we go to break. I'm going to ask you about that afterwards, because I want to know really just your thoughts on, well, you're working on other projects. Plus, you know, yes, the idea you have your own independent project. You're alone as a solo project. I'm going to ask you about that and the whole digital disruption of the record industry, just where things are. I'm going to ask with you about that after a short break. Here with 22 Red founder and Grammy Award winner Shavo Odadjian here on Blunt Business, back after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back. I'm here with Shavo Odadjian, 22 Red, Grammy Award winner here on Blunt Business. Thanks again for making time to join us, Shavo. Really glad to have you on. So I want to ask you about from the New Times. They actually talked about, now, when it comes to what you're doing in music, you know, you just started a solo record now. I've been, quote, heavy working with someone, and I'll reveal it later, but I'm just writing a lot of heavy music again. And then you told LA Weekly that, quote, all the side projects I've done have been hip-hop based. This is not. So I just wanted to see if you could tell me about anything that's coming up with your new heavy music project, which is called the Shavo Project. Anything about the concept or the feel that you can kind of share with listeners?
I first want to talk about North Kingsley, because North Kingsley album is done. That's the first side.
Oh, yeah. I meant to mention North Kingsley, but please do.
Yeah, North Kingsley is what I'm focusing on right now. But as I was working with my writing partner, Morgoth Beats, who is actually mixing the North Kingsley record. So it all started like that. He and I just started making music, and the music, I thought it was going to be another hybrid, because I like so many different kinds of music that I try to mix it all up as North Kingsley is right now. By the way, the North Kingsley, what I dropped 2 years ago is not what the North Kingsley is now. So I decided to do an album that got really heavy as well. That got less rap, less of that, and became this like agro experimental project that I'm very, very, very proud of. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what you guys think of it. It became that free form abstract art, like paint. You could throw on the wall and just make something of it. And it's all open to interpretation as well. So that will be coming out shortly once Morgoth is done with the mixes. What I started doing with him is just jamming. And the dude is really great, and we bond. So shit is heavy, bro. But I don't want to talk too much about that because I don't want to dwarf right. North Kingsley, you know. But I think that's the next move for me. After we drop North Kingsley and see how it moves, the new project is that. I've played it for some people and I'm hearing nothing but praises. I'm very proud of it. It's just, it's natural. It's coming. I started going with the grain, not against it. I always try to go against the grain. You know, we've done System of a Down, and I always try to do stuff that is not System of a Down.
Right.
This time I said, fuck it. Why not just do what everyone knows me for? And, you know, I've written many songs in the band. So I was like, let me, and we haven't written anything for a while. We haven't done anything new. So I said, why don't I just move that here and see how it comes? And, you know, I'm used to writing with Darren and John and Serge.
Yep.
This guy, it's just was very natural. And the beats he was creating behind it just matched so perfectly. It like complements everything I'm doing. So I'm very proud. We have 5 tracks and that's where I'm going to leave you on that. We have 5 tracks and we're building. I'll probably have about 20 before we do an album. So this is a 2023 project. But in 2022, North Kingsley will be dropping a record. It's 14 tracks and it's rough. It's badass. I really think, and it's heavier than you expect it to be. It's not the North Kingsley that's out. It is the same guys, the same band. It's just done differently. We've been evolving. That's the thing. We're musicians and we met each other 3-4 years ago and we've been working the same amount of time as 22 Red's been born. It's like I started 22 Red and I started North Kingsley at the same time. So they've both had 4 years going and, you know, there's an evolution. You can't, you grow and you guys have seen the growth. Now you're about to see us where we are now. And I'm looking forward to seeing the reaction and hearing the reaction from everybody. It's really something I'm excited about.
So at the start of the show, we talked about how when it comes to new music discovery and if having music for rock music to be noticed and recognized and uplifted and to be able to be crossed over, that journey to crossover is not there. When I think about, okay, in the UK, BBC Radio, I don't know why it is, but BBC Radio 1, there's always new artists and they'll have their album charts and they'll show everything that's going on there. And you hear certain artists that come up and if they have a song that hits the crossover, it comes in and it's part of, you know, the musical lexicon because they actually do top 40 there. They're not doing, they're just everything so generalized and to compartmentalize into various genres that cannot cross over each other. But like in other countries, it's different. So if you put North Kingsley and has an album out and it does well and it performs well, it's going to probably chart over there. But then it's something different about, you know, if the Billboard charts get it, sure, it might get on there, but who's going to promote that? Who's going to talk about it? And I think that's one thing we don't have either. That's why I wanted to ask about, do you feel like that sometimes, are you going to get better response overseas than you would get here because rock is still much part of the mainstream in other countries?
I probably will. I do actually right now. I follow our Instagram and my Instagram and I see who's watching and who's commenting and who's not.
Yeah.
And it's mostly like South America and Eastern Europe. There, those guys are crazy still. They still love what's going on and they love new music and they're just more vocal. They're more vocal about it. They're more open to show their passion. That's what it is really. And it's not like it's not the same here. It's just quieter here. There's more music here. There's more variety here than there. Yeah. That's what it is. But the platform wise, you know, I still don't know what platform I'm going to drop the North Kingsley record on. I still haven't figured it out, but I will.
Now I mentioned before about the viral to TikTok. You know, there's not every artist going to be like a Kate Bush where you have all the control of what your music is going on. But one of the things is that, like you said, you have talked to aspiring artists and other artists like-minded that, you know, when they're out there trying to work on new music, because right now it's the mindset of being a global artist as opposed to being an artist to hit it big in America. I don't know if it's even that's the case anymore, it feels like. But when you are trying to put out new music, you've known for the traditional record label side and where you are now doing it in this route where you're controlling it, everything. I guess what's the best one piece of advice you can give to new artists or aspiring artists that are trying to get themselves ahead to hit that success level that you've reached?
It's a different time. So what I would do today, this is my opinion and my advice, is to drop your music. Don't be perfectionist. Drop as many as you can. You really need to do that. You can't just like be holding it and make it perfecting it until, you just have to drop it and expect people to see it and keep doing it. And as your songs go out, the more you have, the more ears and eyes get to it. And like I said, all it takes is that one special person who has clout, right?
Yeah. Because you don't need the record label to go and follow. We're going to put out this single, this single, and then we'll put out the album. No, we don't need that anymore.
Someone cool to like it.
Yeah.
And then their followers will follow. And then it'll become that snowball effect. That's what it is today. So if the first doesn't happen, the third doesn't happen, the fifth doesn't happen, don't be afraid to do the 6, 7, 8, 9. You know, just keep dropping it and just keep doing it and don't look back, only look forward. That's all I could say, really. That's the number one way to do it right now. Just drop your music. Drop as much content as possible.
Agreed. I love that. Yeah. So now I want to just direct people back again to the website, 22red.com, the number 22red.com. And real quickly, as we wrap things up, go ahead and just tell people about when they go to the website, what are some of the highlights they should look at? Obviously, the concentrates, there's great merch over there. Yeah. I want to just go ahead and just highlight a couple of things that you want to have people go ahead and look at.
We're actually revamping the site as we speak. So it's going to have a lot of, it's kind of an older, like a year or 2 years old right now. Yeah. So we're doing the whole, there's a map. And if you want to find us, it's like a weed maps, our own weed maps, where you want to find 22. You'll just see, you'll put your location in and you'll see where it is around you, what stores have it. That's coming up. We're having a brand new merch line coming up. We're going to start making it every quarter, a whole new set of designs. I hired an art team to work with me. It's just going to, oh, and we have education coming up, because I feel like in Cali, it's not as much. But when I go to Nevada and I go to Arizona, everyone is really interested in all the terpene, you know, profiles in every strain. So we're going to educate more on that. And I think the world needs education to know what they're smoking, because it's not every strain doesn't react the same with every human being. It's about your chemistry, right? So you become that pro smoker nowadays within for yourself once you find out which terpene profiles work with you. I was meeting a bunch of dispensary owners and bud tenders throughout Arizona. And one of their head of sales came out and had a long conversation with me. And he was so knowledgeable. It was a store called Harvest. And he was just so knowledgeable that I learned a lot from him. And I was like, this has got to go on our website. Like, we need to show this and explain this to people. So because there's a lot of people out there smoking something saying, oh, weed gives me anxiety. No, that specific strain gave you anxiety. Right. Not every strain is going to give you anxiety. You know, one, you know, so we're going to have a product, you know, education, and we're just going to be dropping new products. You're going to find all the new feeds on there. You'll get social media there. I'm just growing the website. We dropped the website years ago and it's kind of been the same. Mm-hmm. We're revamping it with brand new things. So yeah, that's what to expect.
The education, you want to have like a virtual bud tender that is with the intent of trying to go and show you something that you're going to really enjoy, as opposed to just trying to sell you some flower that you think that they want to be able to get off the shelf.
Very important. Very important. I like that virtual bud tender. You said that. That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Let's
how.
Take that right. I'm not going to charge for it.
No, please. It's not that. It's just like the terpene profile education is necessary. Yeah. And you know, most websites you can go and start chatting with someone. That's an important aspect of it, where you can ask questions and get answers.
There we go. Also, with the merchandise, I got to mention too, how many young people do you see out there, teens and 20s, that I see right now? They got shirts from rock bands. And I mean, do you? Oh, you know, the funniest TikTok I've seen was the one that there was a girl wearing a Nirvana shirt, and then the mother's playing a Nirvana record, and it's like she didn't even know what the record was. We're like,
that's awful. That's happening everywhere right now, because those shirts are like, you know, we have System of a Down shirts that people wear don't have no clue that we're a band, that that's a band shirt. They think it's a brand from the 90s, like a brand, the R, not a band. So it is what it is. Dude, the Kardashians were wearing Sepultura t-shirts and obituary t-shirts. So you know what I mean? It is what it is. You know, it is what it is. I mean, it's trending. It's trending right now. There's System shirts. I made samples that are like $1,000 right now. It's crazy.
Hey, just a thought. But like, you know, that's the appeal right there. The appeal, the appetite for the music, and then just to coalesce with the brand. It's great. Chavo, thank you for making time. This was a great conversation.
Thank you, like my pleasure.
Oh, I could have gone on for hours, man. Like I said, but again, then I would just start thumping against radio like I do on my other podcast. That's basically what I do it for. Seriously, because I'm a radio fan and I want it to come back. Listen, I'm glad that Kevin Weatherly got back to K-Rock. Maybe he could turn that station back around again. Maybe, hopefully, when the next North Kingsley record comes out, he's going to play.
It'll be on. That'd be great. There's a great DJ on there. He's also on MTV. His name is Kevin Keeney. That dude's badass. that dude's playing some good music, and he still keeps that soul alive. The soul you're talking about, he keeps it alive. So listen to him. He's good.
Excellent. Hey, thank you again for being on 22red.com. Thank you for making time in the office. We'll keep in track, and we'll definitely keep in touch. And any new announcements, please let us know about it.
Thank you, brother. My pleasure. My pleasure. Well, like I said, there's new announcements on 22. We're going to be releasing the pre-roll packs. Finally, we're calling them personals. They'll be 0.5s. We're going to sell an eighth at a time. So 7.5s in one pack, all world for you. And it'll be Nug Run, no shake whatsoever. It will be what I'm smoking, because that's how I smoke myself.
Fantastic.
Like I grind my nugs into joints, and I keep about 7 to 12, 12 joints on me at all times. So I'm trying to give that back so people feel how that is. I know there's brands that do it, but we're not doing right now. We're not going to start with the infused. We're not starting with shake with some infused stuff on it just to make it potent. We're going to actually have potent strains, you know, natural. I'm all about the natural.
Exactly. So again, I'm here with 22 Red founder, Grammy Award winner, Shavo Odadjian, of course, best known also from System of Down fame, the bassist. Thank you for being on. Man, I'm so happy to have you on, and we'll definitely keep in touch. And listeners, thank you for listening in. Make sure to subscribe, share if you're watching us on the YouTube channel, and also make sure on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, where you can also find all the music that Shavo does, you'll find this podcast. Please make sure to rate and review. Thanks for listening in. We'll talk to you next time. The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.